ABC Radio Australia.
Now, in New Caledonia, people are digesting the news of a historic agreement signed between France and local political parties on the territory's political future. The deal would create a state of New Caledonia within France and a New Caledonian nationality. And as Jordan Fennell reports, the mood on the streets of the capital, Noumea, is pretty positive.
In New Caledonia's capital, where there were once riots and deadly clashes, there is now a tentative calm. And local man Laurent is pleased that the leaders of the two sides that were once fighting have come to an agreement.
Well, a partnership to build for the country's future, I think it's important to rebuild the country, especially right now. It's very tough. I think it's important to restart from a solid foundation and not rush into bad decisions. So I think it's a good thing.
That desire for a solid foundation is a common sentiment among locals. Since the 2024 riots triggered by France's plan to amend local election laws, New Caledonia has been in turmoil. More than 600 businesses were damaged, the country's food distribution system was knocked out, and unemployment rates have soared. Local man Gilles says stability is sorely needed.
So the fact that the political forces are staying at the table, I see that as a good thing because, well, I think that continuing to talk, despite the fact that there are two opposing sides, those discussions must continue for long-term stability and sustainability. That's what is most important.
The agreement is still in the early stages. At the moment, it's just a 13-page draft that calls for New Caledonia to become a state enshrined in French law. Both pro-independent supporters and French loyalists have been disappointed by this middle ground arrangement. But Noumea local Samira says she's happy with the compromise.
Actually, I think it's good, really, because we want to live together while respecting each other's opinion, everyone's opinion. But yeah, it depends. They have to try and reach an agreement. That's the point, is that they reach an agreement and can come together on the issue.
The accord could also eventually allow New Caledonians to change the territory's name, flag, and hymn, but it doesn't grant independence. However, local man Yannick still holds out hope that one day New Caledonia will break away from France.
Despite the agreement, people still talk about independence. It always comes up. It's always there. One day we'll have independence. It will happen step by step. It will be very slow, very, very slow. Many have already crossed over. If we keep going, our generation and then the next, they'll carry it on. Maybe it's not for now, maybe it will be tomorrow, but it will take time.
And that was New Caledonian local Yannick ending that report.